Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's Crypto Bertro. That's two words, Crypto Bertro, at YouTube. Make sure to check that out. Also, make sure you follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at Super Smith. That's S-M-I-F-F, two F's, on Super Smith. Okay? On Facebook, you can follow my Facebook page. That's Cryptocurrency 101. It's going to have all the good information. If you're not too familiar with cryptocurrency and you'd like to know more, that's a good place to get started. Give you a lot of information, a lot of insight. You can go there. We also have a cryptocurrency 101 group that you can join. Feel free to join. You know, we'd love to have you. We'll welcome you with embracing arms. So check us out. Also, I do have Ham Newton. Excuse me, my Instagram is Ham Newton. That's H-A-M underscore N-E-W-T-0-N. The number 0-N, Ham Newton.
Yo, 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 this is Charlie. You know, this is a great topic here because I had my money in Bitcoin, actually. And I have the app called Coinbase. And, I mean, ever since maybe I want to say last month, when they put Bitcoin on the market, I feel like everything went down. Like, nothing is the same as it was before cryptocurrency hit the market. So I feel like Litecoin went down, Bitcoin went down. They have something called Bitcoin Cash. I feel like that went down. And honestly, I just took my money out. It went from, I invested $100 in Bitcoin and I took it out at $74 because I was like, this is a bubble, and it got me upset. So that's my take on it. I hope you have a great day, and thank you for your station. Keep going. I love it.
Hey, thank you so much, Charlie, for sharing your experience with us. Really appreciate that. You know, just being honest, I just recently got into cryptocurrency myself. Less than 30 days ago, actually. It's been, well, right around 30 days. So I actually got into Bitcoin and the whole cryptocurrency recently. And after, you know, it got onto the exchange and they started using exchanges. So I'm, you know, pretty new. So I don't really know too much about the experience prior to. But I will say, so far, I haven't made any money yet. You know, like I said, I just made my investment less than 30 days ago. So every day since I've been doing it, you know, I haven't made anything yet. But like I say, I'm pretty much in it for the long haul. So some days it sucks looking at my portfolio, but you know, I'm expecting, you know, when I put that money in, I was like, you know, screw it, whatever happens, what happens, you know, if it makes money, great, if not, then fuck it, excuse my French, but that's what I said, you know, and so far that's what I'm doing. And you know, I say my portfolio, it dips and rises, you know, some days it's up, some days it's down, but you know, I'm just gonna hang in there. And you know, I hope it, you know, you're not discouraged and you know give it another go. Me personally, I'm investing more into the altcoins, you know. I have some Bitcoin, but you know, like I say, I have some wild card Tron and some others, but you know, that's a whole nother episode there. But yeah, call in, let us know, you know, your experience. How are things for you, or how are things going? You know, what are some tips and pointers that you got for us? Let us know.
Hey man, just wanted to reach out and say thanks for the favorite on the station. Hope you're doing well. Spending that crypto.
What up, Positive Gaming here. I just want to say thank you for that fave. I really appreciate it. Have a blessed day. Peace.
Hey there, crypto. Nice to hear from you. Jacqueline Jacks at AVA Live Radio. So true. Gotta win. either way, right? You're learning from the gains and you're learning from the losses. I always feel like I learn more from things that go wrong because I know I'm not going to do them again. And somewhere in there, there's a little something that went right enough for me to figure it out. So that has been probably a good strategy. I should have included it, but maybe I did. I don't know. Well, anyway, thank you for calling in and I hope to see you again soon. Be sure to hit me up on Twitter if you're over there at Jacqueline Jax. Have a great one.
Hello, everybody. Tonight we're going to do a special segment called Crypto Bertro After Dark. And we're going to have a little conversation about relationships. What are deal breakers for you in terms of relationships? You know, males, you know, fellas, you know, what are deal breakers for y'all's? Ladies, what are y'all deal breakers? I know a deal breaker for me is a negative person. Not that I don't like negative people, it's just I prefer not to be around them because that energy can rub off on you, and the last thing I need is to be negative. You know, I'd rather look at a situation from a positive standpoint than a negative standpoint any day. Another deal breaker I say would have to be someone that's a liar, that's untrustworthy. You know, I need to be able to depend on you, know that, you know, you'll have my back in critical situations, you know, where my life or my well-being might be at stake. You know, I need to know that I can count on you. You know, if I can't count on you in those times, then, you know, I don't need you around me. I don't need to be carrying around any dead weight. I don't know how any of y'all feel about that, but that's definitely my take on the situation. You're more than welcome to call in and let me know how you feel. I would love to hear your opinion, your point of view. By the way, another deal breaker for me is bad communication. If we can't communicate, get our thoughts across from one another effectively, then deal's off. We definitely need to go our separate ways and continue our search for the right person elsewhere. Because I don't know about anyone else, but I definitely need or prefer and would like to have a lady on my side that I can communicate with about anything. You know, we should be able to have good dialogue about good things and things, problems or issues that we have with each other. We should be able to effectively communicate those thoughts to one another, period. But let me know how y'all feel. You know, if you're on Anchor, I'm gonna go ahead and segue that on into a nice Fantasia song, Teach Me. I think that's very appropriate for right now. If you're not on Anchor, then obviously you won't hear it. You just hear more good content. Tune in.